Good morning, it's Chippy in the studio for Ultrabook News, and the first Computex news has just come in. It's the Acer Aspire S7, which is surprising because we were expecting the S5 to be talked about. But it looks like a number of publications have just had emails sent to them about the Aspire S7. Full details not known at the moment, but this looks like a touchscreen Windows 8 device. So this is not going to be available right now, of course. Acer are talking about an 11.6 and a 13.3 inch model with battery life 9 hours and 12 hours respectively. So again, actually indicating that for this size of device, maybe Windows 8 is the enabler there. I wouldn't expect that on Windows 7 on a device of this size, to be honest. Of course, it could be that famous marketing figure that talks about idle standby battery life. But anyway, it looks good. 12.5 millimeters thin, another reason why this probably doesn't have a huge battery in it, and then it might not be, you know, working battery life. Let's see what happens later in the year, Q3, I guess. It's breaking at the moment, so that's on ultrabooknews.com right now. Added some information on pricing from Anantech. 1080p screens on it as well, The Verge says. Netbook News says that it's got a lie flat screen. So that's pretty interesting. A couple of other news items. First docking station for Thunderbolt has been announced, the Matrox DS1, at quite a costly $249. So for those of you with MacBook Airs, and possibly the Acer S5, which has a Thunderbolt port, and you're thinking about docking stations, $249 is your starting price for a docking station. And in fact, looking at the docking station, the DS1 from Matrox doesn't look like it's got a massive set of ports on it. And to be honest, it's pretty ugly as well. Ben has posted, and this is an exclusive, he's managed to get some details of the MSI S20 Ultrabook. It's a slider, which means it's a tablet form factor that slides back to reveal a keyboard. 1.3 kilos on this, so it's fairly heavy. It's an 11.6 inch screen, and again, probably targeted at the Windows 8 time frame. So check that one out on ultrabooknews.com as well. More stuff coming in all the time as well. ZenBooks to ship with the BlueStacks Android player, which is an interesting move. Asus have their own application store, which might actually be based on Intel AppUp, I'm not 100% sure. And they're going to deliver BlueStacks optimized Android apps through that app store to the BlueStacks player on the ZenBook devices. Also covering actually other Asus devices as well, so it's not just the Ultrabook. So this is a great win for BlueStacks. They're going to get their player distributed out. And it's another channel, I believe it's monetized, for people to put their Android apps out to as well. 30 million devices should ship with BlueStacks from Asus. If that goes out further, it's going to be a very good win for BlueStacks. Okay, that's it for time being. It's 5 o'clock in the morning here in the studio. It's about, I think, around 10:15 in Taipei. And the first press events have just kicked off. So there's going to be loads happening during the day. Stay with us. Follow us on Google+, on Twitter, and on Facebook. See you soon on the next one.